talk about decentralization and bank annihilation. Bitcoin, Litecoin, MyCoin, YourCoin, Blockchain, baby. Mondays at 1600 hours Eastern Studio A.
Understanding must arise during these times of unparalleled deceit. A view into the depths of society upon which this country has fallen. A storm brews upon the horizon. It's been said that those that have the eyes to see and the ears to hear will play a paramount role in the furthering of humanity and civilized society. But can civilized society and humanity survive the coming conflicts not seen since a dawn of time in ages bypassed? But you can find true forms of information and knowledge in abundance at revolution.radio, freedomsluts.com, the number one listener-supported radio station on the globe. Stand upon the right side of history. Right side of history.
Hey, hold on, you've
got to
get us out of here now! I won't let you down. I won't let you down, son.
Revolution.
Out of these gates. We've got a better chance of survival if we work together. Do you understand? If we stay together, we survive.
Pleased to be you.
Hold the line. Stay with me. If you find yourself alone, riding in green fields with the sun on your face, do not be troubled.
Time for honoring yourself will soon be at an end.
Are you not entertained? Is this not why you are here?
Are you a man who once said death smiles at us all? All a man can do is smile back. All a man can do is smile back.
Well, here we are again. We ain't come to play footsies. That's not what we do here at Revolution Radio. We'd be like Trump times 100. Because we come to bring you that real information. Hey, if you like what you're hearing, won't you find yourselves easing over to our website, www.revolution.radio, freedomslips.net, freedomslips.org. And what happens is you find out that, hey, if you're a company/corporation, $25 a month. You can find yourself right on our website here at Revolution Radio. It might even amplify your little company name right here. You'll be heard right here on our station, Revolution Radio. And you know what? This station is heard all around the world. Number one listener supported station, 12 years going on 13. It's coming up soon, all because of listeners. Because they know this is the real information, the source of information, the source. And see, that goes, that's an understatement. You know, the type of the source of information that a lot of stations rather just take you off somewhere in La La Land and Willy Wonka's Chocolate Factory. You know, if you want to go, you can stop by, get your lollipop and some cotton candy. Because that's what they want to give you. If you leave it up to the Bidenomics, he says everything is okay, and he's the smartest man in the room, according to his press secretary. You know, he's the most intellectual.
Man.
What'd you say, John? Oh, boy. Somebody said they just bought a new toilet brush and it had that press second brush.
yeah, the brown one, the blind streak.
Yeah. Oh, boy. How you doing there, son?
Oh, man, it's another day in paradise. That's the best way I can put it.
They say, Mr. President, we don't know if you know it or not, but you way on the other side of the warehouse.
Yeah, and his favorite words is let me be clear. I'll be like, oh, you were not clear, sir.
Oh, they say you're not clear, huh?
You're not clear.
He tries to be. Oh, boy, I tell you, man, we really got us a real shocker, huh? Mm-hmm. As you say. we do, man. We I think we got us a great shocker, and I think that they're finding more and more, and you know that his Bidenomics is not working. You know, it's not working for most Americans, right? Well, let's just say a lot of Americans, like I was stating the other night, you know how they get people that, and you know as well as I do in our neighborhoods, they have those check cashing places where people go and check cash their check. You know, them people ain't making but $200-$300. You know, they're lucky if they make it $350. And then they got to go in them check cashing places and they cash a check, they want to charge them, you know, 200%, 300%, 400%, 500%.
Yeah.
You know, just to cash a check, Sarge.
Yeah, and then you wonder why crime going up. And people, them guys hooking their truck up to them ATM. Oh, it's been a lot of them. Or they hook a chain up to that ATM. They had one guy I saw, he made a bomb.
Oh.
He made a bomb, blew up an ATM, took the money out. I said, boy, he must have went to Iraq before.
Hey, he professionally taking that.
I was like, wow. I guess hard times creating geniuses to get paid, huh?
Dang. Yeah, you see, and they don't want this stuff. And you know when they really going to come to the realization? And it's like, I heard this guy the other day. This joker was talking about, you know, having degrowth, D-E, degrowth. And because they see how, like, if we take away, you know, that I had posted something on my Facebook, you might have caught it. You know, the new word for capitalism is inclusivism, you know, is the way that I try to put it, you know, inclusiveness, you know, I'm going to put it like a subtitle, inclusiveness is what I really mean by it, but I was being sarcastic and inclusivism, you know, you know, that's what it is, that they see that they want degrowth. Now, I saw somebody yesterday, of course, where else but on Fox News, right? So Fox News is trying to promote selling toys, you know, more Chinese junk that people don't even want in their homes. You know, these kids don't need that crap, man. You know, they need to be things that... you know, things that kind of spark their minds into, like, you take you and I, when we were young, what your mama used to say or your grandmother used to say, get out in the yard and play. Huh?
Yeah.
And you create things, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Putting your bike together, different parts.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, that's the kind of stuff that I'm talking about, like depending on age factor. You know, things that, you know, sparks interest in kids depending on the age group, their maturity level of where they might be, their interests are. Now, some kids like the iPad and, you know, doing that kind of thing. But then they get tired of it and they want to do something else, you know. Mm-hmm. And they got those outside games like beanbag toss and stuff like that. You know, boy, if they learn about badminton, boy, they really gonna it's gonna really be a shock at all. Once they come to learn about badminton, they're like, man, that's fun. Mm-hmm. You know? And they never get enough of it. You know? They got the little thing you can play where you throw the little sticky ball and it's like a Velcro and it sticks to the little thing you put on your hand.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah. My little girl, my little cousin love that.
They love it, huh?
Yeah, it come with their little pad and the ball stick. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Good hand-eye coordination.
There you go. And the one with the bars, they got that little thing. It's like, what's that game that those Englanders play where it looks like if you held up two fingers and you made like a hook in your two fingers. It's like that. It's got like a little ball that goes down in a little cup and you sling it to the other person and they catch it in theirs. My son and them had that little game. I forgot what it was called though. They got a sport that's actually like that, where you pitch that ball, them boys play with that. In England, I think they play, or Britain or something. What the game's called? Where they it's like a wooden stick. I know it's on a stick, the one they play mm-hmm. in England. And it's got like this netted thing on it, and the ball goes in that cup, and you pass it to your teammate. And I guess you run down the field and throw it in the goal like you would a soccer game or something.
Not lacrosse, huh?
Yeah, it's like lacrosse. Yeah, I think that might be it, lacrosse. Yeah, something like that. They got the little mini game like that you could get also. Gets kids, you know, kind of running and stuff, you know, exercising
mm-hmm.
a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
You know, those type of things like that. But, man, they be coming up with junk that goes and kids play with 5 minutes and they throw it in the back of the room, in the closet. You know, they no longer want to play with it, you know? But, yeah, it becomes junk. And it's all about the sales, you see, just like Walmart, you know? To them, it's all about the sales. And sales, kids play like little trinkets and stuff, 5 minutes. 5 minutes, it's gone. They don't even want to play with it anymore.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So how was your weekend? You had a good weekend?
Yeah, it was pretty cool. Got some chores done. Things like that, getting everything ready for that winter time. You know how that be.
Mm-hmm.
What about yourself? Are you and your kids? Everybody all right?
Yeah, my son's back home. We're trying to set him on a path. He still has to report, yeah, to that YCP.
Okay.
Yeah, he has to report because they're going to be doing a little something for him every time he reports in that he's trying to get set up with the community college in our area. And, you know, go directly straight into, it's not health and, not health and nutrition, but like that, you know, just like
EMT?
Health. No, I'm talking about like, straight into, being a nutritionist.
Okay.
Yeah, he wants to go being straight into nutrition. You know, become a nutritionist. So he wants to take all the studies he needs for that. But in the meantime, he's trying to help his brother, you know, get ready to try to take his GED so he could do his GED. So, and he could pass it. And, but, you know, he was kind of, you know, indecisive. My other son from the YCP, he was trying to figure out, you know, job versus, you know, going to community college. And I told him, and then he actually came out and told me, you know, explained to me that he's going to be preparing himself to get the kind of job that he wants to do. And I was more proud of him to hear him say that, you know, than go get a, you know, some sort of job, you know.
Yeah, yeah. Well, a nutritionist, you work with different, they got medical places like rehab and chiropractic. You know, there'll be a department in that, nutritionists.
Yeah, you know, weight loss programs.
Yeah, say someone is in rehab and, you know, part of their diet. Yeah, yeah. They got to change their diet. That's where he would come in, being part of that department, you know.
Yeah, he'd be like a man, I'm telling you, when I say keto, and he's into keto, he's damn near not a vegan. He don't want to be a vegan, you know, because he still wants to eat the egg proteins, but a vegetarian, you know, where he would still eat, you know, fish, but man, he just gulps that salad, and I mean, he's eating kelp and sea kelp, and I mean, all of it, and he knows that all of this stuff is benefit, you know. Mm. So, and he wants to live a long, healthy life. And I'm just smiling from ear to ear, and, you know, just so overwhelmed with joy just to hear him, you know, care about his health like that, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Because he's only, you know, he's just educating, not only, you know, wanting to be healthy, but he's educating himself on how to become, you know, and stay healthy for his whole life. And he feels good. And I think that more people ought to turn to him, because a lot of his research is, I don't know if you ever heard of Dr. Eric Berg.
Yeah, I heard of Dr. Eric Berg.
Yeah, Dr. Eric Berg that wrote about 20 books.
Yeah, alkaline and pH balance.
Yeah.
Minerals, yeah.
Oh, he done helped like thousands of people have written in and, you know, had heard, you know, spoke, and man, they just overwhelmed with joy that of the help that they've turned their lives around, and because of him, that they was able to, get on the plan that he had of what things, you know, like the things that you could do to benefit your life, you know, to lower your your liver, what they call it when you spike in your liver.
Yeah.
And yeah, in other words, when they listened to him by doing that, man, he definitely, they said that many people have benefited, you know, from that. Getting them to being able to lose a lot of weight, you know, cutting out a lot of sugar, you know, just doing away with a lot of sugar intake and carbohydrates. So by them doing that, they've been able to, moving toward a good gut health, and it's been able to help their gut health, which gives them a balanced digestive system.
Yeah, yeah, that's sea moss.
Yes, sea moss, all of that. Absolutely. And so, I mean, I'm very proud of him and all of his research and that he's done. And he's also he also holds a book by Dr. Eric Berne.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and he loves reading, man. He's just about read the whole book. You know? So I'm very proud of him, you know, of being able to move in that kind of direction to where, you know, he sees that by, you know, taking care of his health and educating himself on that health, you know, he's able to live like a long, healthy, productive life, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And he's living by example.
Yeah, exactly. And he said he would love to be able to meet someone that would kind of be like, you know, athletic like that, that he would be able, they would, you know, I said, if you do, that would be a good thing because that person would also want to be health conscious, you know, and eat right. And man, that'd be, you'd be right on track with each other, you know? Mm-hmm. I said, man, I got to commend you, son. I mean, that's wonderful. You know, that's a good thing. And here I am. I'm in the house. I mean, you know, he's telling me I got, you know, I'm having my carbohydrates with my carbohydrates. And
yeah.
You know.
Your old bowl of red beans.
Yeah, bowl of red beans. I'm sitting here. Yesterday I made, you know, some of that frozen meatloaf, but it comes out so good. And I've, you know, made some instant mashed potatoes and his grandma made some macaroni, some baked macaroni and cheese. You know, I had to have a little bit of that. For dessert, I had some cream cheese pie with a little bit of scoop of ice cream, you know?
Yeah, yeah, you got to enjoy yourself.
Yeah, I told him, I said, look, I said, when I'm laying in that casket, just make sure they put my thumb up, knowing I lived a happy life. son.
Yeah, yep.
But,
Yeah, put a toothpick at your lips where you're smiling like the Joker.
Yeah, like the Joker. Like, it's like, boy, that Joker must have really enjoyed some light. Yeah. Boy, look, you can't go wrong with a piece of cream cheese pie, boy. Oh, goodness gracious. With a little bit of ice cream, man, look. But, yeah, man, I didn't really know where I want to go with the conversation tonight, but I was just looking at this, and it says Joe Biden claims to be the most pro-union president in history.
Oh, oh, damn, mercy.
But workers disagree. You think that Joker's a, he was up there, I saw the other day or something, he was up there trying to, he was on the picket line, they said, huh?
That sucker there, character, boy.
Somebody would have kicked him in his butt, he probably would have fell down.
Mm-mm-mm.
Pro-union president, huh?
Yeah, you done brought the bar down for being president. I think if, yeah, you get your GED, you're going to be president.
Oh boy, that Joker! I think that Joker done. Man, I tell you, I think all of that right there. If you think about it, that's probably just a way for him to, so people would look at him as a trying to vote for him again or something. You know?
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. They gotta do that rhetoric. They gotta.
Yeah, all of that propping up, man. I think that's ridiculous, man. That man. I mean, dude, really? I mean, why you want to stay in there till you're dead? Just like, what's the name? And I just saw something here a while ago. They said, who is that?
My Feinstein?
Yeah, well, you know that she done passed away, done stayed in there till she's dead.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Throw in the river.
Yeah. They're saying, who is that? What's the name? They were just saying, I was just looking at this. They said Jordan Peterson ordered to undergo re-education training. You know what that's supposed to be like, huh?
Yeah.
Re-education.
Yeah, you're not with the program. We got a program him now.
Yeah. Then I heard that Elon was sold something. What was that thing he made out of SpaceX? What was that? You know what I'm talking about, that thing he had with SpaceX?
The Starlink?
Starlink, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I think that was it. But he had sold it, I think, to the government, they said, that they can use it for military use. I don't remember if it was Starlink, it was that other one. It said I saw something, I couldn't remember where I saw that, though. Might have been in our chat. Or somewhere I know I saw it somewhere. But they said that he had sold it to the military, to the Pentagon. You know, so they're gonna use it for military use.
Hmm.
Under SpaceX. I don't know if it's Starlink or something else. But I forget how they said it. But I was like, damn. They're about to get dirty with this thing, man. I think they're going to get dirty with it. I know Joe Biden claimed to be the most pro-union president in history.
Yeah, well, that pipeline he knocked off some unions, huh?
Yeah, it did.
Sure. And that was, what, his second day in office?
Oh, now they said that this joker, He announced his re-election bid last Tuesday, hoping to cement his second term. after the result of the 2024 presidential election next November.
Trying to put a cement in the economy, huh?
Yeah, that's what he's doing.
And throw it in the water, like the mafia.
And that joke of that, bro, I'm telling y'all. What's going to happen is we're going to suffer the greatest embarrassment of presidency. And I'm not talking about the actions of what he may bring. I'm talking about the most embarrassment we've ever probably seen within a presidency. Because they were talking about, I don't remember if it was Roosevelt or one of them was, pretty old as a president. But I think eventually they stepped down, you know. So I was telling my spouse yesterday that they might as well go to the old folks home and try to find them a president, huh?
Might as well.
90 years old, huh?
Might as well.
Find one about 90. It said this carefully orchestrated announcement came just days after a new poll by the Associated Press, Center for Public Affairs, found that only 26% of Americans and 47% of Democrats would like to see him run again. Oh, you know the most Democrats are going to see that they want him to run, huh?
I just like to see him run off stage. You know, you can't walk up Air Force One talking about running.
I was listening to Studio B early, and they were playing Trump speaking about him. He said, we got a president that don't even know what side of the stage that the steps is on. And they on both sides.
Yeah, I heard that. That was Robert Morningstar, shout out to Morningstar in New York.
Mm-hmm.
He played that Trump speech. Trump was going in, huh?
Yeah, he was going off on that. He said, you look on the left side of the stage, they got steps. He said, you look on the right side, they got steps. He said, you go down either side, and you could go down either side.
Yeah,
you don't even know there's even steps there.
Yeah, you talking about China. He said, yeah, I'm going to get billions from China with the tariffs.
Uh-huh.
And he was like, you know, Biden are not going to go after China because they done paid him a fortune.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, him and his son, it just, well, they bought him through the New York Stock Exchange is what happened, you know?
Yeah, like a little $2 whore, huh?
Tell you, man, it's like Trump was right, though. I got to give it to him. He said they selling this country out is what they doing. And I said that, hell, I said that way back, son. I used to say that. Hell, I think even a couple of us on there, you even might have said it.
Oh, yeah.
You know? They was selling this country out, man.
The highest bidder.
Yeah, remember I mentioned that Long Duck Dong? Remember when I mentioned... You remember when I mentioned that dude? I saw that special, man. That dude was speaking to his own people in Chinese language. Mm-hmm. And he said, yeah, he said, man, we already bought the Bidens through the New York Stock Exchange.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he says, but we don't know what it is about this guy, Trump. He says, we can't buy him. Because he's already a billionaire. You see? That's what it is when you got a career politician versus a businessman. You see? I'm telling you, man, this ain't jumping on the Trump train by no means. But we need, and I mean, it's a shame you got to say that you got to have somebody like that in there that, you know, that can do the ways of business, because you almost have to, well, we say it all the time right here on Rev Radio, you know, that we're the United States of a corporation.
Mm-hmm.
We say that plenty right here. So, you know, with that said, that if we're actually that and we're not in statehood, but doggone it, even if we're the United States of a corporation, you figured at some point the people, the little people would make a profit, huh?
Mm.
Oh, what did I just say, huh?
Yeah, but Trump was bringing up some good points. You're talking about the trucking industry?
Yeah, he did. You heard that?
Yeah, that was some good talking points. It's all of those things is things he had under control, and as soon as Biden got in there, boy, look, that sucker got to like an old mattress, taking the cotton springs out the mattress.
Yeah, that's a doggone. And then he made a good point, which I caught. I didn't get to listen to the whole speech, but he made a good point about Biden draining the, you know, the oil reserves, you know, strategic oil reserves. And that's what's caused our prices, our gas prices to go up, you know?
Hell yeah.
Where Trump, you know, he says that, you know, it's all part of that Green Deal, man. That's what all that's about, you know? The suckers, and he says we got the most, and shout out to Oscar in 602, and Oscar was saying that his son works for one of those oil companies, and, you know, I mean, I ain't got to mention, it doesn't matter, but the thing is, we got the most oil in the, you know, probably in the world, right underneath our feet, you know?
Yeah, we was the number one exporter.
Yeah.
Of oil. Just because a few years ago.
Yeah. That's because Trump just kept the spigots running, you see, and making sure that our oil reserves were always full, you know, and gave those guys were still able to hold their jobs, you know. I mean, I get that they're trying to cut down on emissions and all, but, you know, it's not the little people that causing the emissions, it's them.
Mm-hmm.
You see, if they were cut out, you know, it was funny how he was talking about how California, they cut off the water. Then you had to hurry up and wash your hands and hurry up and take a shower, you know, because they got some kind of big shutoff valve or something up the country, not allowing California, one of the richest states, known in America to California. Trump was telling them. And you mean to tell me that, you know, they gotta hurry up and take a shower? You know, hurry up and wash their hands? Man, that's ridiculous, man. Biden, who claimed to be the most pro-union president in American history. Boy, that make you want to laugh, don't it?
Yeah, that's all it is a claim.
Claim.
Just a claim.
And Joe Biden on his X, you know, Twitter, on X, he under his Twitter page, it says, I make no apologies for being the most pro-union president in American history.
I remember when he was in that plant. Remember when they had the hard hats and that one guy asked him about the union and he was like, I don't work for you. A lot of people don't remember that.
Yeah, I remember that. He said, you work for me.
Mm-hmm.
How did they work for him? Oh, give them taxes, huh? Their hard-earned taxes.
Hey, look, we saw the writing on the wall, you know? As flawed as Trump is, on an economic level, which that's what we all got in common, economics. We're trying to save as many pennies as we can just to take it day by day. That's what we got in common. I don't care what color your skin is. I don't care what you believe in. It all is about penny pinching right now. And boy.
Well, just like I was saying last time, huh? OPOC said you're trying to make a dollar out of 15 cents.
Yeah, bruh. That dollar 15 done went to $115.
Yeah, never lying, boy. Cool. Or they charging you like a son of a gun, and that high inflation, man, it's just like that's what's hurting the little people, that damn inflation. You know, they sitting there, and I think a shout out to Dude Guy, he mentioned sometimes that, you know, that about the EV vehicles, you know, they still running that electric off of, you know, diesel generators. And I had posted something in our chat the other day about that. You know, they sitting there, got the generators in the back of the freaking charging post where you charge your vehicle up. But a great thought came to mind when I saw that meme. I saved it on my phone and I can share it with you. How they say that, you wouldn't like to be out here talking about on the interstate. And, you know, we're coming in the wintertime. Imagine being bumper-to-bumper traffic in an EV vehicle. And your battery slowly dwindling down. And you in bumper-to-bumper traffic and you can't get to a charging station. Then what?
Mm-hmm.
That's scary thought, huh? Man, you talking about people freezing. What happens if there's an accident and traffic can't move? I'm talking about like a tanker or something that blown up and they can't get people off the interstate. And there's no off-ramps.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And there's no...
Huh? Cause you and I know that road ain't no joke.
Hell to the no, man. Yeah, we
anything,
know that for
anything. Anything can happen. Anything.
Well, yeah, and you think about too, and I mean, I hate to think about it, but you know, what if there's no side, you know, no side part to get off on the shoulder of the road? You know, it's just a drop off or something like that. Mm. You know, you hate to put it in that kind of way, but it's just a thought that should run across people's minds. And we go back to the greenhouse lawn when Trump was president, how he had said that, you know, we giving these billions of dollars to England And he said that, you know, the temperature hasn't raised but 1 to 2 degrees. But when we think about, you know, the record breaking that we just had, that could be caused by the manipulation of what they have portrayed upon us. You know, what they brought across, because I had brought to the station about that sweating robot, you know, why they researching how to make a robot sweat. You know, when they should be trying to figure out how to cool the earth. And then we go to they killing the coral reefs, you know, off the you know, the Florida Panhandle and all of that, off the Florida coast there. They just sitting there finding out through their research that, you know, and we even seen it that when they showed the aerial view of you know, the Mediterranean, the Pacific, and the Atlantic, they were seeing that they had a strong occurrence of heat, that it was heating up the oceans, not only in the Gulf, the Atlantic and all of that, and the Pacific and all. And it was having a strong occurrence of heat that was heating up the water, but they were slowly screwing themselves, and then sitting there with heating up, doing what they're doing in their ionosphere manipulation. You see, they were heating the water so damn bad that they were killing the freaking coral reefs. You see? And they couldn't hide it. Then they get these idiots try to write books saying, oh, it's okay to kill coral reefs. You know, that they'll produce, you know, from the nymphs or whatever that float about. You know, they just float somewhere else and they'll create, you know, other coral parts, you know, new coral reef. I said, well, what if you're killing those too? You know, come to the mind. You know, and I was like, man, these idiots don't know what they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
That's what happens when you get in the land of scientific idiots and you call them educated dummies.
That's a fact. Educated dummies.
Scientific idiots. You know, because if they were real scientists, they would try to figure out how to cool the earth, not heat it. You know, I mean, that's in our kind of world, Sarge, that we want to be in, you know, you know what I mean?
Yeah, that's like saying we need to cut down on more farms to control climate control. Come on, man.
Yeah, the cows fart too.
One of the oldest trees known to man is farming. Taking a seed, planting it, babysitting it, and watching the fruits grow. Fruits of your labor. Oldest trade known to man, besides prostitution. But, you know, come on, man.
Yeah, cows always existed in the field. They pick up the cow manure, use it for fertilizer. I mean, man, come on. They sitting here with all this. That's them damn vegans. That's what that is. Don't want to eat a damn steak. Man, I tell you, that's a shame when you let these kind of people into your country and, you know, have a great mind, you know, being able to have a manipulation into policy making when it comes to food, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, how do you have those type of people in policy making when you know, you can't hear the opposing side of someone that been eating steak their whole damn life and 85, 90 years old and hadn't died yet because it's a great source of protein, you know? Hey, come on. That's your own prerogative. If you want to eat, you know, just vegetables and for the rest of your life, then that's your prerogative. You shouldn't, you know, try to tell other people how to eat. You know, they don't come taking your green beans or your lettuce or your raw spinach off your plate and slap a steak on your plate, then you shouldn't be trying to remove a steak off of somebody's plate and putting some spinach, because they're going to eat the spinach anyway. And what they say, cows are vegetarians. What they do, they eat grass all day.
Mm-hmm.
So you're eating vegetarian meat. You know, Now, they got, you know, some things that people like just strictly grass-fed meat, you know, cows, you know, steak meat. And because some people feed their, we're hearing about in the not-so-distant past about the chickens, how the people were buying their grain from the feed stores and stuff, and the chickens wasn't producing the eggs.
Yeah, because certain corn was had them GMO crops. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And people started making their own damn feed. They're like, the hell with y'all, causing my chickens not being able to lay eggs. You know. And that goes in the same token as the grain, you know, with feeding the cows. That's why people stop having such an interest in eating grain-fed cows, you know. That's what scared, you know, a lot of people. They were really scared on because the grain might contain, you know, GMO corn. The grain, you know, same thing.
Mm-hmm.
Freaking hybrid grain.
You know, that's important down here. You know, we in Louisiana, it's pig country, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a Muslim don't stand a chance with all this Buddha and hog crackling around you.
Yeah, that pork.
bro.
Oh.
Down here, you get your Buddha and a Coke. That's a Cajun breakfast down here.
Yeah, you know? There you go. Huh? Cajun breakfast, that's all.
Yeah, that's a Cajun breakfast.
There you go, with a side of cracker. too much pork, too much pork.
Pig don't stand a chance down here.
Oh, boy. Hey, and shout out to old Bruce McDonald. He said they kill their hogs up there by hand, you know? Over there. So they know what it's like, man. Look, they ain't ashamed of eating some damn meat down there. Kill a hog and roast it, and everybody eats. You know?
Yeah,
you're
right,
that's
what I told one of my partners. I said, man, look, if this thing go to Mad Max, you know, the Purge, it goes to where the world shut down. I said, look, I'm going to be a pig farmer.
Huh.
I'm gonna survive me.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. You gonna be having what, Sarge? A bunch of pig, pickle pork feet and...
Oh man, you know my dad's property. I'm gonna have that thing barbed wire fence with a lookout post on the front. Oh yeah.
Yeah.
So we gonna survive.
Gonna survive.
That's yeah, could be walking dead around there.
Smoke ham hock, pork roast. And look, we're going to be making some white beans.
Yeah.
Think about getting me some of that smoked ham hock and put in there.
Yeah, it's going to be Fort Miller. That's what I'm going to call
Miller.
It. Fort.
Oh, my God. Lookout towers.
Oh, yeah.
Gonna be some zombies around there.
You know they got that little thing coming up on the fort, huh? The little alert coming through on the fort. A lot of people talking about that. I'm like, well, put your seatbelt on. We gonna find out because the fort right there.
Yeah. So what's up with that? What you read into that?
I don't know. I mean, we gonna find out regardless. It's already zombie land to me. You know,
well,
I went to Walmart the other day. How many people wearing their mask?
You serious?
Oh, man.
Come on, they wearing that stuff again?
Yeah, that's like a fad. That's a new fad.
Man, I'm about to get me one of those, what was that show that they had with those guys, get over here.
Oh yeah, Scorpion, Mortal Kombat.
Yeah, Yeah, Mortal Kombat. About to give me a Mortal Kombat mask or something.
So my partner says, right there. He want to wear his Jason mask in Walmart.
There you go. What they could, they couldn't tell him anything. Huh? I'm wearing my mask.
Hey, he wearing a mask.
Been right in. Everybody ought to just start wearing different masks. We'd be like Eyes Wide Shut.
Yeah, it'd be Halloween every day.
There you go. We all could wear different masks. Be like one big freaking dinner party or something. Hey, go to Walmart and bust open a bottle of champagne or something. Hey, would y'all like a glass? Welcome to the party, pal.
Yeah. Well, I'm telling you, boy, you got to have a good sense of humor to go through all this crap, huh?
Oh, boy, look. Yeah, son, I'm telling you, bro. Welcome to Club Walmart, you know? They're like, man, I just bought this bottle. Get your glass. Here you go. Set up a table. Everybody get a glass coming in. No children. No underage drinking. Just give it to all the adults. Welcome to the party.
Everybody yeah, I saw a lady today. I went to the dollar store. Just get a little knickknacks for around the house. Uh-huh. Got a couple projects coming up. And they had a reduced rack outside. You know, they had some nice things for sale. Reduced, cheap. An old lady. Looked like a retired school teacher, you know. It's outside. It's about 72, 73 degrees. Feeling good. Beautiful day. She out there with her mask on, covering her nose, her mouth, and I'm just looking at her like, you can't enjoy a beautiful day. You're outside. Sun shining. And boy, you got that strangulation mask on. Shopping the reduced rag. I said, boy, look how far we come with humanity.
Oh, man. Might as well just stand in line, holding up your sign that Biden, who claims to be the most pro-union president in American history. They'd be like, oh, yeah, I agree with that. Can I sign your poster board? He told me to put on my mask. And he said the best thing to do in the hurricane is to make sure I get my COVID shot.
Now that was classic.
That was classic. What is this, son? Yeah. It's classic.
Yeah. Like that's our first hurricane we've ever been through. Gee.
There you go. Oh. I was like, damn, Biden, you done really went off the rocker with that one.
And they let him get away with that.
The first thing you want to do, make sure you got your COVID shot.
Yeah. Don't worry about if you got lanterns or flashlights, batteries for your flashlights.
Yeah.
Water.
Food.
Non-perishable food. No, don't worry. Don't worry about an escape plan. Don't worry about that. We'll get vaccinated.
Hey, make sure you go get vaccinated. The hurricane's coming. And it's right out right there on your back doorstep.
Don't worry about your family. Don't worry about boarding up your windows. Don't worry about that.
Yeah. Oh, I tell you, that's what it is. These suckers don't know, man. Because they all protected. That's what that is. You know? Talking about have an emergency escape plan and, you know, go to your safe place. And, man, we're poor people. They got to go out to the I-10. That's the only safe place they know. You know? Tell you, don't go under a bridge. You know, then the shelters, there's no shelters. It's like they literally want you to die, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And it's just like, and then they try to call themselves educated. Yeah, because they can run from it. They can go stay in the rich hotels. And you see, that's what we tried to express right here on Revolution Radio. we try to express these things that open people's eyes up on how they're being manipulated and running to the stadiums. While they're sitting there and we hearing that this billions of dollars supposed to be going to Ukraine and all of this, or millions more, you know, and all of this stuff. And it's just like why people think that, and somebody just mentioned that your rights are being slowly taken from you while you're being brainwashed, you know, and you don't realize it because they want to entertain you. That's how they do it. If they can get you entertained, then they got you right where they want you. You see? And that's how they play. They play the game. Because to them, it's like the more that they can take these freedoms away from us, they try to. Because, and we talk about these rights. I heard shout out to Crit Rick, that he had a guest, they were talking about their rights. You know, people don't even know what one of their rights are. You know, talking about the inalienable rights, which we speak about here on Revolution Radio. You know? Yeah, that you're born with these rights, that they don't have a right to take. And, you know, for these people to sit here and try to play these games, put Biden on a picket line, and think that he's the most pro-union president in American history, he doesn't have a clue what freaking workers go through. Why does it have to be that he has to go into a unionized, only come where the people don't even really get paid probably as much as unionized workers? You know, where is he at in those kind of speeches? You know, coming to speak for the little people, you know? That's what they ought to delve into, the Speaker of the House, Mike McCarthy. They ought to all delve into that type of research. Why it always has to be where the billionaires play into the automobile union, you know? Oh, there's the music, son.
Yeah, time flies when you're having fun.
Oh, you ain't lying. You're listening to the Cognitive Reality Show with Two Feathers and Sergeant Miller in your timeline. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Host of Truth Jihad Radio. Federal prosecutors, Department of Homeland Security agents, and curious passersby often ask me, just what is this Truth Jihad thing anyway? Well, everybody knows what truth is, but jihad is a misunderstood term. Jihad means effort or struggle. The greater jihad is the struggle to be a better person, while the lesser jihad is the struggle to defend the community. Prophet Muhammad, peace upon him, did say that the best jihad is a word of truth flung in the face of a tyrant. And that's what we do here at Truth Jihad Radio. Every Friday, 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern, 5 to 7 Pacific, right here on Revolution Radio.
Don't miss the Crit Rick and Jonathan Show every Saturday, 6 to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, Studio B. Right here at Revolution Radio.
The journey begins to fun, health, and freedom.
The original machine had a base plate of prefamulated amulite surmounted by a malleable logarithmic casing, in such a way that the two spurving bearings were in a direct line with a panometric fan. The lineup consisted simply of six hydrocoptic marsel vanes. so fitted to the ambifacient lunar wane shaft that side fumbling was effectively prevented. The main winding was of the normal Lotus O deltoid type placed in panendermic semi-boloid slots of the stator. Every seventh conductor being connected by a non-reversible tremie pipe to the differential girdle spring on the up end of the gram meters.
Thank you for listening to Revolution Radio, taking the confusion out of transmutated lunar girdle springs for 4 years and running. Revolution Radio, the number one listener-supported alternative media radio on the planet.
Hey everyone, it's Barbara Jean Lindsay, the Cosmic Oracle. If you have questions about your past lives or future plans, need answers from the cosmos about your love life or career, or just want to keep your finger on the pulse of the planet, check out my show, The Cosmic Oracle, here on Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com.
Thank you for listening to Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com, the number one listener-supported radio station on the internet. Please help support this station so this battle can continue forward. Revolution Radio!
Welcome back, everybody. You listen to Cognitive Reality Show with Two Feathers and Sergeant Miller in your timeline. And we are greatly appreciative of you all sticking around and being with us here at the number one listener-supported station on the planet, which is, it needs to be in people's timeline, because your timeline is very important to us and we take it very serious. So if you like what you're hearing, ease on over to our website, www.revolution.radio, freedomslips.net, freedomslips.org. Have a look around, realize that our archives are free. You can check out many archives of our past, years past. We have individuals that's passed on and went to the other side, just like the individual you just heard a while ago, Mr. Nighthawk, himself, Mike Ring. Passed on and went to the other side. But he definitely left a wonderful platform behind for all of us to bring this source of information across the airwaves of vital information, you know, that they don't get to play on our timeline. That, you know, that when you get people like Sergeant Miller and myself, that we care about your timeline so much that, yeah, we jokingly, you know, because you have to enlighten people of the way that this information is being brought across, because, you know, we see, you know, we see the way that they jokingly run our country, you know, and they play politics in a lot of ways. And this is not what we try to do. We try to if we can express it in a way that, it may be somewhat political. But then we break it down to where, you know, it becomes like a way that it becomes constructive in our timelines. So and also when you go to our website, you'll see that there's also a chat room that you can team up with some people over there. And they always in a lot of ways, and shout out to the people in our chat, it's called The Matrix. And what they do is they talk about a lot of things that might be important to you as listeners. And a lot of times there are hosts that's in there that are hosts, they have their own shows. So, and they're very knowledgeable about the type of information that they bring in there. You know, yeah. So if you want to go check it out, And we let y'all know that if you happen to run small business or something, and you want to find yourself on our website here at Revolution Radio, just check us out. $25 a month. Just a little measly old $25 a month. You'll find yourself right here on Revolution Radio. So go check us out. Become a Patreon. You could become a monthly donor if you like. You could give a one time. It's all appreciated. And we're just glad that you're here, because when you're here, you're like family. And we consider you our friend. So, you know what?
Yeah, they're well informed in their chat room. Well informed. And I appreciate it, because it keeps us from being repetitive.
Yes.
You know, we got foundations we should know already. You should know Fauci is full of shit. You should know Biden is full of shit.
Yeah.
You know, and you should know Trump is 50-50 on full of shit. You know? Those are,
yeah.
Those should be some common topics, you know?
Uh-huh. Yeah. And I mean, that's what we try to do. We try to stay abreast of sorts of information that we're bringing to the airwaves that's important to people. You know, because it's what is going on. And in the wake of, you know, that they try to, a lot of times you'll find these nighttime talk shows, they'll play politics with people, and people don't even realize that they're being taken down. And we, you know, we all know a rabbit hole, but, you know, you're being taken down a different path of what's important to you, because in a lot of ways, you know, you're trying to make headway out of what's going on in this damn world.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and this is why it's so important to us, and this station is so important to you as a listener. And we're heard all around the world. Because people love this station so much, they can't get enough of it. It's just like, man, it's just always so many people on Revolution Radio that, you know, they think like we think, or I think, you know.
Yeah. Don't you like over the weekend, my wife was making a strawberry cake. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we in there washing the dishes, you know, cleaning up the kitchen. I got Rev Radio playing in the background, you know, just vibing, you know.
Yeah. Same here, Sarge. I mean, I check in from time to time when, you know, I'm usually like if I'm measuring or, you know, something like that, or that I got to concentrate. So, but then I'll find myself, it's like, you know, I'm like, man, what's happening on Rev right now? I wonder who's on Rev right now. You know, and
yeah.
I go and I check in, you know. It's always good to hear old John Wayne out there, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And shout out to John Wayne, you know, because, I mean, his health condition is, you know, sometimes it's questionable. And he knows that, you know, and it just scares me because he's a dear friend. And I consider him like a brother, you know. We all do, and we care about him, you know.
Yeah. Stand on the right side of history.
Yep, that's him. That's our John Wayne, very own. Shout out to him and his girl there, you know. And hope his health keeps going, so he keeps coming to his shows, because he has a lot of listeners himself. And then we got, you know, the hijacker be coming to the high council with us. A lot of us brainiacs get on there together, and, you know, we hold down the Rev Radio station, and hey, we all come together as like family, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And that's why.
All of them. The mechanic, you know, Deacon John.
Yep.
Dude guy. Man, that's a, you know, very entertaining. And you learn a lot.
Absolutely.
Because there's so much to talk about. I mean, man, be honest. If you got Twitter, you could do a show on Rev Radio.
Oh,
it's flooded. The information is flooded.
Yeah, it is. I mean, it's just so many things that, because, you know, this is the exact case and point that I'm making. I'm trying to make that, you know, that people's timelines are so important. You know, that this is why it's so important. that we take their timeline very serious in the information that we bring from week to week. I feel like in a lot of ways, the more that people come listen, that they actually take away, they're able to take away something they can sleep good at night. You know, instead of just like these major corporations out here that, you know, that are even our very own system of wage, you know, the policymakers, you know, that they're just taking people for a damn ride, because we learned that a lot of corporations are tied in with government. But when you get government that corrupts corporations, and you see, and they get hand in hand with one another, and people don't realize it. We're not talking down on profits being made by companies/corporations. That's not our deal, you know? That's not what we're trying to bring across. Mm. It's only when they become corrupt with one another, you know, and then that whole, you know, the new United States of a corporation.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm watching a show now. I don't know if you ever heard of it, The Wire. I went back and rewatched it when I get a chance. Man, they break down a lot of stuff in The Wire. It's based out of Baltimore, and it shows the interactions of drug dealing, the ports, the police station, politics. And I was like, man, they really put that show together. If you really pay attention to it, because it goes into depth on politics, like in the police station, you know, the chain of command, and how the mayor and the sheriff, and how politicians use lobbyists to create different companies, and then they funnel their money. I was like, wow. That's a slept on show.
I heard of it, son.
Yeah, very interesting.
It's a series?
Yeah, it was on HBO.
Okay, and how long have you been watching that?
Well, I remember when it first came out, I really wasn't, you know, paying attention to it, but as I went back and watched it, I was like, wow, they're really breaking it down.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like the port that had the mafia was paying the union to let their dope in, you know, the cocaine. And man, they was paying so much to the union, to the treasury at the union, and the union, they would like, if a worker got hurt, say something fell on his leg, but a treasurer would go to the family house with an envelope and help the family out. And I was like, wow, all like medical expenses. And I was like, man, look at that money flow. They got to keep the money flowing.
Yeah.
And I was like, wow, that's the whole census, whether it's drug dealing, police department, or the politics, that money flow, man. And I was like, damn.
Now, see, if I had to think in the way of Forrest Gump, you know, when Forrest went to hand Bubba's mama that check.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
You see, to me, that's a good, you know, a good way of looking at society, the way society is supposed to be. You know, that's the way you treat a brother, you know, like on an up and up. Like, say, like if a company becomes a multi-billion-dollar company and you're still keeping your workers, that's what I'm speaking about. You know, that you keep your workers down and you just, you know, like I had put it across, you driving your yacht up in your super yacht, you know, and your workers are sitting there, can't even take a real vacation. You know, how does that make you feel? How can you sleep good at night? You know, and it goes with that guy was saying the other day, you know, about degrowth and all of that. You know, that you get these people that they don't realize there's so many things that he was saying that the woman had asked him, you know, the host was asking him, well, what do people do whenever you in a degrowth type of world? He said, well, people would be able to start enjoying life more.
Mm-hmm.
You see, they'll take up art. They'll be doing things that they want to do. Well, when you think about in our reality right now with the United Auto Workers, they're wanting to work a 4-day work week and get paid for 5 days. What's wrong with that? So if you work on your fifth day, you get paid time and a half. You work on your sixth day, then you get double time. You know? So that's the way they should take it. And they should do it like that. So you become like a more successful individual instead of them hogging up all the damn profits.
Mm-hmm.
You see? That's the way you look at it. So, but if I don't want to work, then I should be able to take my 4 days and then and get paid for five and then be able to enjoy my damn life and try to direct my own damn life, you know?
Yeah, that's just like next week I got my vacation, but all it right. ain't no vacation.
See, that's a staycation.
It's a staycation, because guess what? I got my 4 or 5 projects. I got to, each day, I'm going to try to knock out something.
See that? You know? Same thing.
Ain't no sleeping in bed late. As soon as that sun come up, well, let me see what I got to do with this vehicle. Let me go get the brakes changed. You know, I got all my parts.
Mm-hmm.
After that's done, I'm going to relax a little bit, do a little bit around the house. Next day. Let me go ahead and change let me change my sink. I got to change my Delta
D-trap.
Sink.
Yeah.
I got a little leak, you know, from the top of the faucet. So I'm pretty sure that's them rubber grommets. But with these prices, you might as well just change the whole fixture.
Yep. That's what I did. I got tired of those damn plastic handles and all that, man. I changed all of it to metal. I went to the metal.
You might as well, and hope you get a good 5-6 years out of it, you know?
Hell yeah. I was like, man, I got to, man. I just put that, I used that plumber's putty around the bottom, you know, to make sure it don't get no leak.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. He just smashed that plumber's that faucet on top of that plumber's putty, tighten that little nut underneath. Oh yeah, just you might as well, and then try to do it right so you don't have to fool with it.
Yeah,
that plumbing could be aggravating, huh?
Oh yeah, frustrating. You gotta have some time.
Oh, don't I know? I'm about to change the faucet in the bathroom myself. Coming up, I just went and got the medicine cabinet. I'm installing a new medicine cabinet with the overhead lighting on the wall.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I'm about to do the doggone thing.
Yep. And then I got to insulate my water lines under the house.
Uh-huh.
That's going to be a whole day.
Dang.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. That's another thing. Yep. And you can take sometimes you can put your little what they use, that duct tape or something to wrap it if you want to hold it on there.
Yeah, I got them tie down straps.
Yep, you can do that. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Sure enough. To make it even last longer, because I've seen people take newspaper, something like after the installation, but you don't have to go that far. But I'm just saying that they do that as an extra.
Mm-hmm.
That way, don't have to worry about their pipe insulation, the insulation wrap that sticks together. They don't have to worry about it dry rotting and all that. They just They just do different things, man. That's why I said wrap it with duct tape, like, you know, not like close by each, you know, each wrap. I'm talking about like spread it out. Like you said, they got those zip ties you can put on them now. Yeah, that worked beautiful. Oh, yeah, man. Just, and then, you see, that's why I say that. In a lot of ways, it'd be nice to, you know, have all that, be able to have. That's why I say that if you worked a 4-day work week and got paid for 5, you not only, you know, get that extra, you know, day to be able to actually work on your house, but actual business will be open so you can go and purchase something that, like, that little plumbing place they got over there behind the Super One off the thruway that closed on a Saturday, but they opened on a Friday.
Yeah, yeah. I've been there a few times. I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, I forget how they say it. Carmel's or Carvel's or something.
Yeah, they ain't they symbol like a peacock or a flamingo?
I forget. I know they offer the thruway over there behind Super One.
Yeah, yep.
Yep.
Yeah, you got to take that little side road, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, you know, you'd have that extra day to be able to fool with that. You know what I mean? Yeah, you'd have an extra day to be able to fool with that, and maybe you'd be able to get some things done. You know, but they can't really. It's just like this old way of the old habits that they had us, I forget who they said who did it, but made us where we had to work a 5-day work week. You know? But they never made it. They never made it where it's beneficial to the worker. They just give you, you know, that day's pay. That's all they would give you. But you see, that's where the United Auto Workers are becoming like more educated in their thought. And seeing the handwriting on the wall, you know, that they see that they can you know, get a better benefit by working just 4 days of work a week. You see, and that's what it is, that they were doing it over in the UK. Why can't they promote it here in the United States? I think it would be like a fair system that way. That's the way it should be.
No, we got to send them billions to Ukraine. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, yeah. But that's okay. You know, that's okay that they do that.
And then you find out you're paying for Ukraine's Social Security, the infrastructure. You're paying for all them things that we need over here. I said, boy, that's a damn thing.
I just posted something in our chat the other day about they were saying about giving the immigrants, the people that came over here, you know, so many thousands of dollars a month or something. I'm like, well, how the hell does that happen?
Good. You know, talk about kick in the nut, huh?
Yeah, it does, bro. It's just like they don't never had the money to give stimulus to the American workers. And now all of a sudden we got all this money to be handed to immigrants that's coming over here.
All right.
Now, you see how real this thing gets?
All right.
And the most Biden being the most pro-union president in American history.
Your union, all right, are you?
Union of government.
A union of stupidity.
Yeah, there you go. Because they in the union with each other. Because you think about it, under the the workers, the auto workers, you know, that's a lot of money. You know, then they got these people that's in the upper stature, the upper class. They say, oh, it's going to raise the prices of the vehicle. Like it's going to affect them drastically, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And it, The people that's going to hurt is the little people. It always hurts the little people. You know, it's just like they just can't get it. It's just like, you know, I noticed that about the upper stature of people. And this ain't to pick on them. I'm just saying that, you know, don't touch their capital gains. But it's like the little people wanting just a little, you know, just a little more. And it's like there's a problem. It's just like, since when? When is that a problem? So we ought to be looking at that. That's what I'm saying. It goes to that the little people ought to have a voice, you know, when it comes to this 4-day work week. If they could do it for the unions, they could do it for the non-union, you know, in the same token. What they say, what's good for the goose is good for the gander.
Mm-hmm.
Huh? There you go. So what, unionized people should be somebody special? Are they special? If you're going to do it for unionized companies, do it for the non-union. You know, let's make the voice be heard of all the people, of all the workers. You know, the people that need to be looked at the most is the non-union. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm not taking anything away from the unionized companies. I'm not saying that they shouldn't have. You know, but if you're going to do it for them, you do it for us as well. You know, take a look. If Trump was giving a shout out to the truck drivers, and I got to give it to him, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's why I said Trump remind me of like a mixture of Jimmy Hoffa,
uh-huh.
Ross Perot. You know, he's like a hybrid of them.
Yeah.
You know, because yeah. Ross Perot was a businessman. He told you. He said that loud sucking noise has all your jobs going to be leaving.
Mm.
Yep. He told you that. You know,
mm-hmm.
Trump,
yep.
Trump get in and try to bring jobs back. You know, he tried. You got to give him kudos for that. And yeah, I know that vaccine, that's a big talking point. But if you're stupid enough to take that vaccine or get fooled into taking it, hey, it is what it is. But as far as the economy, that's a big blemish on them,
mm-hmm.
you know. But that economy, hey, you gotta give them thumbs up on that economy.
The thing brought up was that Iran. They first got in office, and the only thing they found of that man, that general, is ring.
Mm-hmm.
The blemish, that had his first blemish, you know? And then when he pushed that Operation Warp Speed, you know, but then, you know, people became, you know, awakened to the fact that, the one that the vitamin C and the zinc and the Z pack, all
yeah,
that
yeah.
became a benefactor to your health.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. With the hydrochloroquine.
Ivermectin, intravenous vitamin C, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All that became like, and I think right when he came out from. Said that he was well, he started promoting that, you know, the zinc and the Z-Pack and all of that, vitamin C.
Yeah, but the real virus is that media. That media, one of the deadliest viruses ever created.
Oh, yeah.
That media. Oh, man. Yep.
They right in with it. You see, that's the problem. They're in with it. Of this, and then we heard Paul Schwab said the other day that Trump was kind of putting a wrench into the plan of the global world order.
Bruh.
Yeah. You know? And that, that That's what it is. We need the more of us that come out here in the world, and we put it into our main talking points and putting it on the front burner with each other. And a lot of people waking themselves to Revolution Radio. You see, they see that we're not so far-fetched in the mindset of, you know, of being just like their thinking is. You see?
Mm-hmm.
Because
good. And Charles Schwab said that like that's a bad thing.
Oh, Cloud, what he said?
You know, he said that like that's a bad thing. He put a wrench into the globalization of the world. Yeah. Like that's a bad thing.
Like it's a bad thing. Yeah, we sitting here, you know, the more and more people are waking up to the realization that, you know, the jab is not a good thing. Or just, you know, to keep wanting you to get the booster, you know, because your white blood cells, your T cells are becoming back up. So you need the booster to bring them back down.
Mm-hmm.
You need them to keep depending on them. That's what they want. They want you to keep depending on them. Or
sure.
Let me say it the opposite way. Your T-cell count is going down, so you need the booster to bring it back up.
Bro.
You know? It's like the dope man. The first shot's free.
Mm-hmm.
You know? The first shot's free, but you got to keep coming back to the dope man. You see?
Like they ain't seen that
what
nurse.
What he used to say?
You remember that nurse? The blue eye?
Yeah, the first.
You remember that nurse? Oh! And yeah. that was on TV. And people still went line up for that? I was like, that's all the evidence I needed.
There you go. Eazy-E used to say, dope man, dope man.
Mm-mm-mm.
We love you, Easy. Yeah, I love you too, because you see.
Yeah, Easy does it.
Easy does it. There you go. Yeah, Easy does it. They're like the Easy do it. Restrain your arm. And then you're guaranteed to flop like a fish right after.
You remember that video on that gym, huh?
Oh, boy. That's scary, boy. When I saw that, I was like, damn, what are they doing to people? Man, that was scary to see something like that. But they say, oh, Biden is losing favor with work in America. Think?
Mm.
That says because, as he said to rich donors in the early stages of his 2020 campaign, I quote, no one's standard of living will change. Nothing will fundamentally change. Unquote. But he said to his rich donors in the early stages of 2020.
Yeah, that's easy to say when you're getting millions funneled through your son to your check, to your banking account. Yeah, that's easy to say.
Oh, I have something here. It say, Joe Biden to the rich donors, nothing would fundamentally change if he's elected. Yeah. You're not paying the high price at the pump?
They put Biden back in office these next four years. Oh, you're out of there. We're out of there.
Man, what we gonna endure, huh?
Oh boy, I can't do another 4 years of this. Oh boy,
they gonna have female pigs walking around with a penis.
Boy, that's gonna be a hard time. That's 4 years federal
like,
time.
Wait a minute, I named that pig Betsy. What the hell is she walking around being Peter?
Oh, we hardly made it out of these 4 years.
I know, man. It's like, how, like, if he go another 4 years, you think about how many billions are we going to be sending over there and then put us further in debt. And we're already paying, I heard, $1 trillion in interest on our debt. Every year we got to pay $1 trillion in interest. Oh, that's a lot of money, bro. We can't even count that kind of money. Hell, $1 billion is a lot of money.
Mm-hmm. Yep, but I got to step away for a second.
All right, go ahead. I'm going to read this. It said, oh, Biden said to the rich donors, nothing would fundamentally change if he's elected. It said, along with his praise for the civility of races, Biden assures donors no one's standard of living will change. You feel like I'm going to have to ask you as the listener, have your standard of living changed? I mean, if you're in the affluent community, it's not to put you down, no. It's not to say that there's anything wrong with you all, but I'm going to tell you something. People of the lower stature, people that have a hard way of going, you know, sometimes it takes for people to look outside the box of them and theirs or yours and yours. You know, you have to look at, you know, looking at, Sergeant Miller had stated that, you know, 5 miles outside of your gated community, you're in the hood. You know, you don't realize it's the ghetto. You're in the ghetto. So if we don't want a ghetto, you know, maybe we ought to start looking at this, and that's how you do it. You know, the state of living doesn't change, you see, because it's just like saying that his press secretary said that, you know, when because this reporter was asking, you know, how do you tell the people on fixed income that they're not having, I mean, they're having to pay high prices for gas and food? And she, you know, what the best thing she come up with? Would they have to realize they're in a new economy? Well, you freaking think. How do you think? How are you supposed to take that as a low wage earner or people on fixed income? You know, we're in a new economy. How do you think those people take that? As these type of folks who probably have to cut back on their electricity in the winter, you know, or run box fans or something in the summer to try to cut back on the electricity bill. You don't think that these people feel this stuff? And then if they, you know, Lord forbid they have to, go to out of their way to go to the grocery store and be, you know, sweating bullets to how much gas they can put in their vehicle to go get, you know, maybe an extra something at the grocery, you know, that they might hold them over for the month. You know, people don't even think about it because you're so living in your castle that you solely forget about little people, you see? And then, of course, you know, he assures the donors that no one staying to living will change, of course, because if they're high-priced donors, you know, in super PACs, they don't have to worry. You know, you all don't get it. That high-priced donors that donate to his campaign are not feeling the crunch. You know? Don't you love that when somebody of a high stature that donates to his campaign, that, you know, but when you look outside your own your gated communities and all of that, you see, I make it distasteful on purpose. I do that on purpose. So I want you to see that the true economy of the little people that are feeling the crunch of Bidenomics. You know, that it's not a beautiful place for what people are truly going through. You see? Because, you know, it's not a pretty picture. You know, take a look around in some of our, hell, you know, I go through this city that I'm going through right now. It's ugly. I'm telling you, it almost looks like a third world country. And I'm sure that there's cities around your area that you're the listener that, you know, there's many places that you can look around and say, it's not very pretty. You know, I'm sure that you all probably look at it and you're like, well, man, why is it that, you know, we have such a great economy? They're building these sports arenas and stadiums, and these suckers be billions of dollars. And what they tell us all the time when they build these sports arenas, that our taxes are going to go down. Well, why are we in a hyperinflation? Huh? And these stadiums are supposed to make low taxes. But why is it that we're in high inflation? If we're supposed to pay these lower taxes, has this in hell? It hasn't helped. So you see, that's what it is. We're so caught up in consuming as consumers, we can't even see what the real intention, what the real game is here. You see, that's what's real. And hyperinflation, high prices at the pump, high prices in the grocery, you know, but they don't see that how people of fixed incomes are paying dearly for hyperinflation. You see, people don't, because you're so high and mighty in your castles that you can't see down. You see, you don't see what the usurps and the zealots that they so called is because we stand on a principle. You see? And this is what Mike Ringley, Mr. Nighthawk, has done right here on this platform. He's made it so that we could get you all to see that you may be out there in the world listening to Revolution Radio. He made it like it would be like this. So we'll get you to come down out your damn high castles. You know, and you see what real people are going through in this life. You know, and that we would have a real economy of inclusion. That the capitalism doesn't surely work. You know, it doesn't work for everyone. But, you know, if how many... You know, to where you can't see. You can finally open the crust, take the crust out their freaking eyes, and you see what real people go through. No, the real people. You know, won't you freaking and get off your high horses and see that people are suffering. You know, they can't wait till an income tax comes through. You know, so they could probably put an extra tire that made what we call down south a maypop. You know, a maypop is something that you hope that what lasts through the month, that you it may not pop, that they might can go and buy a new tire or maybe a damn near new or a good used tire. You know, that's what real people of the lowest stature, bottom feeders, useless seeders go through. You know. Should the U.S. The formerly vice president, sure, rich donors. That's beautiful, huh? I love it when they put it like that. Rich donors at a ritzy New York fundraiser. That nothing would fundamentally change if he's elected. Yeah, probably reelected. Y'all wonder. And if you had to look at it from Two Feathers' point of view, is Sergeant Miller, if you look at it from, you know, in going through what Sergeant Miller said, five miles outside of your gated communities, you know, you're in the ghetto, you know, that you would see that, you know, in their ritzy New York fundraiser, nothing would fundamentally change, and, you know, at the nice little Carlisle Hotel in Manhattan on Tuesday evening, that he would not demonize, quote unquote, the rich and promise that, quote, no one's standard of living will change. Yeah, nothing would fundamentally change. Try telling that to people on fixed income, huh? Biden's assurance to donors in New York came shortly after his appearance at the Poor People's Campaign presidential forum. Yeah, right. Yeah, and you want people to believe that? You want people, you think people should believe something like that? That was way back in 2019, this sucker said that, huh? Well, I tell you what, I wonder how people feel now. But you know what? They'll surely turn on that damn CNN news and listen to that and then they wonder, man, when it's almost going to get better. It's almost because Grandma Pelosi said that we know what's best for the American people. You see, how much do you think the poor people hang on to that? You know, how much do you think people hang on to that? So, but he said that poverty was, quote, the one thing that can bring this country down, unquote. Wow. Wow. And Biden said that himself, that poverty was the one thing that could bring this country down. You know, well, why they want to keep hyperinflating goods, you know, hyperinflating at the pumps, you know? What do you think that what it's doing? Yeah, of course it'll bring the country because you get more and more. That's why they tax the poor, because they got more poor than they do freaking. They say, oh, don't. Why they want to charge us? You know, that's what I hear a lot. You know, trickle down economics. I hear that a lot where we don't want to, their investments, you know, they don't want you to touch their capital gains. There it is. Don't want you to touch the capital gains, but boy, tax the freaking poor. Cause there's more than them than wanting you to tax the capital gains, you see? Then they go tax the poor. They the ones who can pay it. Yeah, you think? You see how pretty I put that across? You see how I do that? Because I want you to see the true story of the true goings-on of how the people on fixed income can't afford it. They just can't afford this hyperinflation. You see, but you fail to realize because it two feathers bringing it distasteful in your mouth so that you really see that it's not all fun and games. You see, and then, yeah, they could bring it down. But you know what? If they would raise the standard of living and then we would all rebel against the funding of the you know, over there in Ukraine, then we could, just like Trump wanted to do, to bring the manufacturer, not only bring the manufacturing home, but we need to raise the standard of living, Trump. You know, we need to look at this. This is a real goings on. This is a real problem in this country. And thinking that you can go in, into the brainwashing centers of college in what they do, right? In these centers that they call them, yeah, these brainwashing centers, you could say, and that's a little statement, right? Indoctrination center, there you go, of colleges, because we come to learn and you do your research that they indoctrinated over 100,000 communist professors in the colleges into these indoctrination centers. You see, and not only freaking people in colleges need to make an affluent income, what about the lower income people? You know, people on fixed income. You know, why not raise that standard of living? You know what? Then you find yourselves 5 miles out the gated communities. You won't be in the ghetto. You'll be in a more affluent, uplifting people. You see, that's how that works. He said enlisted several new programs to help the poor. Yeah, but then, you know, I mean, you don't want people on food stamps and all of that stuff, right? That's what you don't want. But if you want people to be in the work fair, then you should raise the standard of living in work fair. Because nobody really enjoys freaking slaving under the new 14th Amendment. I mean, under the their secret constitution, you know, you keep have the continuation of poor people working and slaving that can't rub two pennies together to make a nickel because you keep hyperinflating every damn thing because of the damn Ukraine war and the FTX funding into Ukraine. You see, it's when we awaken to all of these things, we come to the realization that this is why the standard of living can't be raised. You see? But you want to fuss about the little people wanting more. You see? But then if we would make a more fair system, then the standard of living could be fair. You felt like, at least under Trump, with the lower gas prices and the lower food prices, you felt like that the poor could go out and purchase a little more. You know, and they felt like they could put a few more dollars in their account if they had one. You know, they wouldn't feel like they were being crunched. You see? And that's what it is. You feel like that people don't feel like they're crunched. They feel like they can rub those two pennies together and make a nickel. You see? It's only when we come out of our high castle, you see what the realization of what Two Feathers is stating in the way I'm expressing, that it becomes a beautification in your timeline because it's real. You see? Joe Biden said, we have all the money we need to do it, he said. But speaking to wealthy donors in New York, Biden appeared to suggest that his plan would not involve big tax hikes on the rich. Well, yeah, Trump did that. Hell, he got it down to 15%, but I know that the rich are having to pay a little more, you know, but under Trump, we come to realize, and you see what happens too, you get this 15% tax on the rich that we will come to realize, come on, you all not stupid. You know it winds up because of the tax loop, the loopholes, that 15% becomes 0%. That's not hard to realize that that's what happens. We know. We've been in the game a while, right, for a minute. We know that the 15% becomes zero because you have these tax loopholes. We get it. We know. We're not dumb. Come on, people. It said, I quote, I mean, we may not want to demonize anybody who has made money. Yeah, because you see, that's how they do it. You see, and this ain't penalizing affluent. You know, that's not the meaning. You know, because that's the first thing that people want to run to. All that damn Two Feathers is speaking like he wants to demonize the rich. No, that ain't what I'm saying. All I'm saying is when I hit home plate, when I hit a home run with it, is how many trillions is enough trillions in your banking account to where you run into your offshore businesses that winds up being no kind of business at all, so you can get such a freaking high return on your you know, what you would call investment. But really and truthfully, it's all hidden money. You see, we know how the game's played here at Revolution Radio. We're not dumb. You see, we know how it is. The what that was called, I'll think about it in a minute, because you know I do, of the Panama Papers. Yeah, there you go. There you go. Panama Papers, and we know what that, when you delve into that, then you come to the realization of what's really going on. See, that's where I get about the offshore accounts that winds up into the monkey business. You see, and I don't mean it being sarcastic. I mean, that's the name of the business that they give you, grass-fed business that winds up not even being a business at all. It just winds up jacking up the bank account so they can make a high return. So more trillions and trillions and trillions are being made in the accounts. You see? And what old Professor Wolf taught at Harvard, Stanford, and Yale. What he said, that money not only wraps around the moon, it shoots into the stratosphere. And the best thing that a working man can look forward to coming home from work, from slaving, is the 2-for-1 drink specials on his way home for work at the local pub. Yeah, that's what he has to look forward to. There you go. Oh, isn't that beautiful? That's so beautiful. I love that. That's so beautiful. You see, it's when you do research, you find out these beautiful things. You see? And they want to shut down free speech. Man, the hell with these people. You know, this is what we come to realize. This is why the system is not right. with Two Feathers and Sergeant Miller and the rest of us here at Revolution Radio, we come to try to make it right. You see, the more you listen to the station, the more we're going to make this thing right. But we all have to work together. And you have to come to realize that it's not an ugliness that's being brought across. It's a beautifulness that's being brought across. You see? He said, we may not, quote, I mean, we may not want to demonize anybody who has made money, he said. But, quote, the truth of the matter is, you all know in your gut what has to be done. We can disagree in the margins, but the truth of the matter is it is all within our wheelhouse and nobody has to be punished. And we know that the poor is being punished. You know, the working class is being punished. They're the ones that get punished because of super high inflation, hyperinflation, super hyperinflation, Yeah, no one's standard of living will change. Nothing will fundamentally change, unquote. Biden went on to say that the rich should not be blamed for income inequality. No, because you know what? You need your money to wrap around the moon and shoot it to the stratosphere. Biden wouldn't want to challenge somebody like me on a freaking on the front how they do it, huh? Hold on a minute. Somebody trying to call in. That's my coworker. He's gonna have to wait a minute. Because this thing is about to be over with. Yep, I was able to hold the station the whole night tonight because we were running behind. Because we had to swap out a new truck. So this is what made this situation where I was able to carry the whole night. So I'm happy to do this stuff, man, because I want y'all to see, you know, the realization of the truality of what's real. You know, this is what I want you to see, that it's not all beautiful in the wake of everybody's world. I know it's beautiful in some people's world, but it's not true. It's not beautiful in all of our world, you know, and I don't mean that to be ugly. No, I don't. But I make it to where I try to bring it to where, people can see the handwriting on the wall of what's real. But come join me again with the Two Feathers and the Sergeant Miller next week if you want. Donate if you can. 12 years going on 13 right here at Revolution Radio. We love y'all. Help out where you can. But now we're signing off. We out of here. Peace.
What the heck is the truth, jihad? Hey, I'm Kevin Barrett, host of Truth Jihad Radio. Federal prosecutors, Department of Homeland Security agents, and curious passersby often ask me, just what is this truth jihad thing anyway? Well, everybody knows what truth is, but jihad is a misunderstood term. Jihad means effort or struggle. The greater jihad is the struggle to be a better person, while the lesser jihad is the struggle to defend the community. Prophet Muhammad, peace upon him, did say that the best jihad is a word of truth flung in the face of a tyrant. And that's what we do here at Truth Jihad Radio. Every Friday, 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern, 5 to 7 Pacific, right here on Revolution Radio.
Interested in the paranormal, murder mystery, real natural law? Do you enjoy interviews with amazing guests? Then join Crypt Rick every Monday night, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. right here on Revolution Radio. Studio A, freedomslips.com. Crypt Ricks, I think, thank you. Welcome to the Crypt.
Hey everyone, it's Barbara Jean Lindsay, the Cosmic Oracle. If you have questions about your past lives or future plans, need answers from the cosmos about your love life or career, or just want to keep your finger on the pulse of the planet, check out my show, The Cosmic Oracle, here on Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com.
Thank you for tuning in to